listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, the big news of the day, to refresh it, Mike Pettine saying that if Josh McCown is able to practice on Friday, he will start
and is out of the concussion protocol.
Well, that's the only way he'd be able to practice on Friday, Matt. You're right about that.
Walk him through it. Walk him through it.
That's right. Lead him by the hand.
That's right.
You can only lead him to the trough.
No assumptions here.
There was like the macho. No assumptions, Mean Gene. Yeah. Ken Carmen over there saying, where's the pizza? Yeah. Want a slice? like Browns want a victory. Yeah. Mach, that's not nice looking down from up above, brother. Come on. The guy's just trying to hang out and have a good time here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. He's here for the coach's show. The Mike Pettine coach show, which you can catch all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network at 7 o'clock tonight. As Ken and I have a lot of fun. We'll talk with the head coach of Cleveland Browns. Also, Craig Robertson, the swashbuckler. He will be here. I wonder if that was molded off of Inigo Montoya. I plan on asking him that. Do you think he'll know who Inigo Montoya is?
No.
Do you know who Inigo Montoya is?
No.
What? Do you know what somebody
Wilhelm,
did?
Wilhelm, come on.
Do you know what somebody did to Inigo Montoya and what must happen to that person?
No.
They killed his father, and now they must prepare to die.
Okay.
Wilhelm,
you've never seen The Princess
on.
Bride? Yes. Dino, go ahead.
You've never seen The Princess Bride?
No.
What?
Come on,
Andre,
man.
Andre the Giant?
No.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Fred Savage?
Who?
Peter
Wonder
Duvall?
Years? Wonder Years?
Okay, Billy okay, Crystal.
I know.
He plays the little kid.
Okay,
he's
come on.
The little kid in there.
All right.
That's one of the – that's like I feel –
you know what I just watched last night? Flight of the Navigator with my son. Exposed him to
it's a good movie.
Back in the heyday.
Flight of the Navigator.
We got Labyrinth from the library as well. It's a good movie. We're going to watch Short Circuit, which is a good movie.
Prepare to die. Here we go. Let's play it. Let's get it again.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya.
It sounds like it's from Nacho Libre.
Prepare to die.
Yeah, Mandy Patinkin plays.
Yeah, plays Inigo. Is that Jack
Inigo
Black
Montoya.
From Nacho Libre?
No,
that's
no.
what it sounds like to me.
Not Nacho Libre.
Sorry.
Disappointing.
I'm more of a Scarface guy.
Soccer man.
That's my.
I'm just saying, Princess Bride. Though you're like what? 32? 34?
34.
That should have been like when you were a kid. That would have been
your wheelhouse. Should be in your wheelhouse.
That's right in your wheelhouse.
Sorry, not in the memory bank, guys. Sorry.
I would recommend it to you, and I think I think Mason would
I'll watch that right after the full season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Bump this ahead of you. Curb Your Enthusiasm. I see the writing on the wall.
Too much of an investment time wise for me there.
Yeah, but you should watch this with. You should absolutely watch this.
I will hit Westlake Porter Library and see if they have it in, and I'll get it.
I mean, I think it's a classic.
Okay,
it is.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So we've heard from Olivia Newton-John. We've heard from me and you. And we've heard from John D. Filippo. They all want the offensive line to get a little more physical. How can they do that, Matt? Is that something that's just in their minds? They just have to come up there? Is that an attitude? Is it something you're seeing with technique? Why do we not cut on the backside? What do you see with this offensive line?
I think a lot of it has to do with the individuals and it becoming a mentality. And then John D. Filippo, in trusting that those guys will bring their hard hats and that mentality to the football game, you can script – or build into this game plan certain styles of runs that are a little bit more physical than that the stretch zone scheme where, you know, you're not taking it to the defender. The defender's kind of like absorbing you and pushing you back, but it's the scheme that wins in the you know, the run game, stopping the run situation there. But you can definitely draw up some runs where it allows Batonio to out physical a guy and that's, you know, where you cut the ball back. There are definitely things that you can game plan in. If the line's mentality is to play more physical.
Do you... Oh, man. Somebody just tweeted me right now. No more rhymes. I mean it. Anybody want a peanut? Andre the Giant went through a portion of The Princess Bride doing some rhymes. Oh, yeah. Billy Crystal's in that movie. The guy who is... you would recognize him. He was in... Oh, what's the movie? Clueless. He was the teacher that she sets up in Clueless, that Alicia Silverstone sets up in Clueless. He was also in there.
Did you play any sports as a youngster? Because it seems
I played
like you
every
just...
sport.
Okay, like were you just stuck indoors?
I'm telling you right now. Go look up. If you would actually go on the Twitter account that you claim to have, you would see people are. It is.
You
they
just
are
referenced
Clueless.
You're getting
destroyed on Twitter, Wilhelm. I'm just saying.
Thanks.
Not destroyed. People are just shocked. Yeah. Shocked that you have not seen Princess Bride was like of our people our age was like a of like a.
Is it more of an East Side movie than a West Side movie?
No.
I'm just kidding with that. That was just
you and your wall that you want to build, the Great Wall of Wilhelm between the East Side and the West Side.
Where
of
does it even start?
I don't know. Does it start like right on 77? Is that the where is the divide?
It's 480 Bridge.
The 480 Bridge is the divide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, where are you if you're under the 480 Bridge and like the Oak Barrel?
Ken, where are you from? Where do you live? You're Canton.
I live in West Park, but I'm from Canton.
West Park.
South Side. What?
But he's the same. But Ken's a South Sider.
South Side.
Yeah.
South Side.
So it might as well be Brunswick, right?
Inconceivable. Adam Schwartz says that you haven't seen it, which is another play on the movie. All right. So you talked about this line. Tomorrow we're going to get in. It's going to be Call Your Shot Friday. The kid's going to be in the house. We're going to go through our week one picks, which...
Kid was cleaning him up.
The kid cleaned up. Yes. We'll be at the PNC Bank tomorrow. That's right. Downtown. Live on location. Come and see us. East 9th and Euclid. We'll be out there
Hanford
right
Dixon
now.
Hanford will be joining us tomorrow.
There are no phone calls allowed in this studio. People should know that if they want to come be interlopers and carpetbaggers.
You're disrupting our clothes.
Disrupting our clothes. Let's get physical, Browns. Let's do it this Sunday. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, for Dave DiNatale, for the phone-talking Ken Carmen.
Thanks to Steve Weish for stopping
thanks
by.
Thanks to Steve Weish. You're right. Good interview. Good conversation.
Yes.
For Matt always. Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Get him a slice of pizza, Miss Elizabeth. Yeah.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.